Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 19, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and ideas a big success. I am so excited about today's show. First of all, I just want to say happy MLK Day. And I'm talking about no other than Martin Luther King Jr., who has certainly impacted the lives of people around the world through his nonviolent protest against biasness and prejudiceness and all of the things that we don't need to embrace, right, as humans. But he certainly has made a difference in my life, and I know that he's made a difference in your life as well. And it is because of all of his works and those who are like him that we are able to have freedom and rights and all of the things that help us in creating more success. And that's exactly what Successful Woman Radio is about, is that we have had so many of our forefathers and mothers to do so many things to help us be successful in life. They fought the good fight. And so we cannot deny that we have, so many positive things going on right now that we can take advantage of because of what others have done for us in the past. And so today we honor one of those people who have certainly impacted the lives of all of us, and not just for African Americans, but for every race around the entire world. So we salute Martin Luther King Jr., and I want to just encourage us all to keep the dream alive. We've got a great show for you today. You know, it's all about creating your own success this month as I share tools, resources, and techniques and helping you to push past the obstacles and create a map for your very own success journey. You know, I'm here to tell you that no one, and I mean no one, can create your success. You get the opportunity to design your success map. You get the opportunity to create that blueprint that's going to take you on your success journey. And guess what? It's a journey, ladies. It's not somewhere that we are going that we're going to end up at and that's it. It's not finality to our success journey. It's infinite. Okay, so that means that we can keep going and going and going, and that's the beautiful thing. And just like any road trip, you know, along the way, you might go down the wrong street, and you can be hard-headed and keep driving on until you're in a whole nother county, city, or state, or you can pull over, right, and you can get someone else's advice on where you're going. Or you can stop and get a map at your local service station. But it's your choice of how you're going to handle that trip, that journey. And it's so, so very important that you understand that you are the one that has to create your own success, and no one can do it for you. You know, one of the things that I have learned is that going on your success journey, you're going to experience different emotions. Sometimes you're going to feel supported, like you've got people there on your corner supporting you. And then sometimes you're going to be very lonely. You're going to feel like, I don't have anyone to support me, and I don't feel that I have all of the resources necessary to make this success journey. But what you need to understand is that that is a part of the journey in and of itself, is that you're going to go through these different sections of your journey where you have different emotions and you're experiencing different things. The key is that your goal is to go on the journey and have a blueprint or a map that is going to help you to balance out those emotions and balance out those experiences and give you more positive results than negative results. That's the whole point of this life journey, right? Well, it's no different with business. You're going to have the ripple effect sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have those curves and those hills. Sometimes you may have to even switch vehicles. But the point is that you, as the leader and the designer of your life and your business, you must embrace the fact that no one else can create this journey for you but you. Now, you can have different people going on that journey with you, and along the way, some people may get off the bus, and some people may get on, and then sometimes you're on the journey and nobody is on the bus. Nobody's sitting in the back seat of the car but fear. But you have to take fear and strap it in and keep moving forward, right? Because that is the solution for handling fear as you go on your success journey. So today's show is exciting. I've got a lot of wonderful things for you, but I want you right now to understand that success is yours for the taking. It's all for you. So today's hot topic is positive choices that lead you to your success. That's right. The choices and decisions that you make every day have a direct impact on your success. So it's time, ladies, to be aware of how you make them, how you make your choices and decisions, and know which ones will lead you on the right path. I want to go ahead and give you some other items on the show lineup today. They include our annual theme, I Believe in the Power of Me. And, of course, I'm going to be giving you four questions that help you to take action on your own power. And, of course, we've got another excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success by John Maxwell. I'll be reading from Chapter 9, Who Else Should I Take With Me? And I'm talking about, of course, on your journey to success. Who else should you take on that ride with you? As we learned last Monday, you can't take everybody on your success trip. Not everybody qualifies to actually go on the trip. So you have to make a decision of who's going to go. And this chapter 9 in this book is really bringing it home. So I know that you're going to enjoy some of the excerpts that I read. Also, you'll learn about some of the upcoming teleclasses that I've got going on over at womenaboutbiz.com. And one class is this Wednesday is Time for My Success, and you'll learn all about that in just a little bit. Also, I have a special bonus for you. I'm going to be sharing something with you that is very special to me. I wrote, I would say it's a report called Mastering the System, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, Claiming Your Wealth and Making It Happen for Yourself. And I am rewriting some of the book and enhancing some sections so that I could put it back out there. But there's one section, as I read it, it was inspiring me. And so I want to share it with you, and it's The Secret to Wealth. So I'll be sharing The Secret to Wealth with you later on in the show today. And then, of course, last but not least, our topic for today, positive choices that lead you to success. I really want to give you some how-tos on how to make better choices in life decisions. And there is a system to it, and so we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. So now is the time, ladies, for you to click over on another line if you're using your phone and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. If you have a pen, write the number down. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online from your smart devices, please share the show on your social network. Have them to simply go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, the internet link to listen to the show live from your desktop, laptop, smartphone, or other device is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. We're going to go right on and move into I Believe in the Power of Me, 4 questions to help you get started with literally activating your very own power. Here's question number 1. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Again, am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? You see, a lot of the time, women go throughout life with a big question mark on their forehead. And that question is, you know, what is it that I want out of life? Why is it that I don't have clarity in life? Where am I going? Where am I heading? Here I am 10 or 20 years further ahead in life, and I still don't know where I'm going. Well, ladies, that is because you don't have the clarity. And it's so important for you to understand that in order for you to exercise the power that is within you and to have a deeper level of belief in yourself, you've got to get clear on your vision and what it is that you would like to experience. So how do you get clear on your vision? What do you have to do? Well, if you answer on your question, maybe or no, I'm not clear on my vision, then what you need to do is just sit down with a blank sheet of paper in a quiet space, perhaps with your favorite beverage, and ask yourself that question. What is it that I would like to experience in the next 90 days, in the next 6 months? You see, if you are not used to visioning, and visioning truly is a skill, it's a process, and if you're not used to visioning, then don't try to push yourself to go 10 years out or 5 years out or sometimes even a year out. Start with where you are. Live in the now and ask yourself the question, what is it that I want to experience within this next 90 days? And if that overwhelms you, back it up to 30 days. If that overwhelms you, start with just today. What is it that I want to experience? And what I like to always tell my clients is write out what you would like to experience in bullet point fashion. Don't feel that you have to be so eloquent that you've got to write out paragraphs or long sentences or structures in order to impress everyone else, because first and foremost, you need to be impressing yourself, okay? So just start out with bullet points. What is it that I want to experience within the next 90 days about my life, about my business, about my spiritual life, about my finances, my money? What is it that I want to be experiencing? Here's number 2 and 4 questions to help you to start taking action on the power that is within you. Number 2 says, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Now, if for those of you that are longtime listeners of the show, you might remember that I defined a habit, okay, as a repetitive function, okay, something that is repetitive and allows you to automate your functions, your body, your thinking process, without you actually having to remember or to constantly think on the steps to get it done. A simple example of that might be brushing your teeth. That habit is ingrained in us as children, and of course as adults, it's a repetitive habit that we really don't think about. We wake up, we automatically go in the bathroom, and we get the toothbrush, and we just start brushing, and we don't have to say to ourselves, okay, I need to go look up how to brush my teeth. We don't say that every day. Why? Because the habit has already been ingrained. The information is already stored in our subconscious mind. So it's very important for you to realize that all habits, all of your habits are stored in your subconscious mind, be it a good habit or a habit that's contributing negatively. They're all there in the same place. So you must identify any habits and constantly stay on top of habits that are interfering with your success. And we talked about procrastination and how procrastination is a automated habit that if you don't eliminate it, it can grow into a deeper habit and really wreak havoc, H-A-V-O-C, on you. So that's just one of the habits that can contribute negatively. But what you want to do is you want to identify these habits, and you can just start with what you're experiencing right now. If there is something that you need to do in your business, you've had it written down as an action item for a long time, but it hasn't happened, then you need to understand that there's some habit that's interfering with you getting that done. What habit is it? And once you identify what that habit is, then you have to actually replace that habit with a positive habit. So whatever the habit is, you say, no, what's the opposite of this habit? What must I do in order for me to accomplish this action item? And then you need to practice it, repeat it consistently for 21 days or more, and see if that does not help you in accomplishing that particular task, okay? Here's number three in the four questions to help you take action on activating that power within you. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, ladies, this is very big because, remember, I shared with you that goals are the fire up under your vision, okay? So if goals are the fire, tasks or to-do items are the sparks. They're the ones that spark the fire, and they're the most important piece of the puzzle. So you have to set goals for whatever it is that you're trying to do. I don't care if it's go to the grocery store and buy a pack of toilet paper. You have got to write it down in order to remember it, right? And then you have got to take action on it in order for that short goal to be accomplished. And so the same thing is no different with long-term goals and with more important goals that you're trying to accomplish in your life. If you have a master vision of something that you're trying to do, it's not going to get done. It's not going to come to fruition unless you have actually created a goal or goals, multiple goals, to support it, and then ignite those goals with tasks. To-do items to support them. So very, very important. And last but not least is number four in the questions, four questions to help you activate the power within you is, have I set short-term goals to generate that power within me? Now, sometimes we get overwhelmed and our goals really need to be broken down into short-term goals, little bite-sized chunks that we can handle. And I want to let you know that it's the little bite-sized goals that actually help us to feel more accomplished and more successful. You see, the secret to you really activating the power within yourself is to experience short spurts of successful outcomes. And the more successful outcomes you experience, the more the power within you is activated, because those short successful outcomes actually confirm within you that you have the power. Do you see what I'm getting at? So short, bite-sized goals are very, very important to generate that power within you. So again, don't try to create those gigantic goals and then realize that you've got to cut it down. Always know that when you set a goal, you need to break it down into bite-sized chunks. So into shorter goals so that they can be accomplished. And ladies, don't forget, on your success journey, as we've learned in reading the book, Your Roadmap for Success, don't forget that you cannot go on your success journey by yourself. You must take others with you. In other words, you must depend on the talent and the knowledge of others to get you to where you're trying to go. And all of this has everything to do with you believing in the power of yourself and knowing that you can accomplish anything that you want to accomplish in this world once you realize that you really do possess a supernatural power to make things happen. It's 19 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I want you to know that I'm here for you, and I'm ready to empower you with those tools and resources that you need as you go along your success journey. I want to go ahead and encourage you as we are giving you all of this wonderful information that you can put to use right away, is to bless the life of another woman. Bless the life of someone today. This is a holiday, so there are a lot of people who did not have to go to work today. Go ahead and flash over on another line and call someone and say, look, girl, you need to get on the show that I'm listening to on the phone called Successful Woman Radio with Trina Newby. Listen, she is talking all about positive choices that lead you to your success. Hey, you've been talking about things that you want to accomplish. Get on the show. Give her that phone number, 347-637-2589. For those of you who are listening from your smart devices, you know what to do. Blast it out on your social network, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Listen live now. I thank you all for blessing me and blessing the show and continuing to spread the good news and information about the radio show. We are growing by leaps and bounds. We have had thousands and thousands of downloads of the show, and we continue to get emails from people, women, telling us how much this show inspires them, and that's what it's all about. If you're new to the show, we want to welcome you. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday, including holidays, at 12 noon Eastern time for information and motivation that is going to help you on your success journey. I want to go ahead right now and let all of you know about some important teleclasses that are coming up at Women About Biz. First of all, mark your calendar for this Wednesday, January 21st at 12 noon. We've got It's Time for My Success. Now, this is a teleclass, ladies, that is very special to me. I put my all in creating the information to share with you because it truly is the time for your success. There is a rumbling. There is, as many experts say, a shift going on in the lives of women all around the world. Women are feeling like, you know what, I can no longer sit still. I must pursue the dreams and goals that I have inside of me. So if you've been saying to yourself that 2015 is your year and nothing is going to hold you back from reaching new levels of success for your life and business, then girl, I am right there with you. If you want to reach that success and you know that it will take more than positive thinking and making it happen, then this is the teleclass that you need to be on. And not only you, but you need to be sharing it and shouting it out to every woman you know. Take this teleclass. It's time for my success. Now, guess what? This is a Lunch and Learn teleclass, which, again, is going to be held on Wednesday, January 21st at 12 noon Eastern. And it's free. Okay, it's free. So you need to make sure that you register for this teleclass. Listen, this is what you're going to learn. Why the techniques of visioning is a priority, and I'm going to go a little bit more in depth into that visioning. Also, techniques to gain mental wealth. I'm going to be sharing with you techniques that you need to be putting in place to develop your mental wealth, and I'm going to be sharing with you about moving past fear and on to courage, and I'm going to be talking about some things about fear that you may not have known. Factual beliefs that will positively change your life. How to embrace certain beliefs that are factual and that will change you right away. And how you must change your circle of influence. Listen, I'm going to let you know right now, we've heard experts and people talking about this for years that, you know, it's the people around you that impact your life and really help to define your success. Because, again, and you know, this just coincides right with the book that we'll be reading excerpts from later today, Your Roadmap for Success. The people that you know and the people that you hang around and the environments that you put yourself in, they directly influence, okay, your success. So we're going to be talking about the fact that you need to be changing that circle of influence if you're not getting the results you want to get in your life, because sometimes those people who have that question mark stuck on their head, who am I? Why can't I accomplish my goals? Why aren't I realizing my success? Sometimes it's the circle you're in, okay? Amen? Yeah. Sometimes it's the people, okay, who you are exposing yourself to that are not enhancing your life. They're not going anywhere, and so therefore you're not going anywhere. I hate to put it to you that way, but, hey, it's true. Also, three things you can do to see incredible changes in your life overnight. So as you can hear, this is going to be an information-packed teleclass that you need to be a part of. So, again, mark your calendar for Wednesday, January 21st at 12 noon Eastern time, and then register for the teleclass simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com. And hold your mouse over events in the top right menu bar and select teleclasses in the drop-down menu. And from there, you'll be able to clearly see all of the information to register for this teleclass. It's time for my success. I want to tell you about another special teleclass that's coming up on Saturday, January 31st. Now, this is not a free teleclass, but it is low cost. It is Smart Business Women Set Goals. Again, Smart Business Women Set Goals. You know, do you set goals, but somehow you don't accomplish them? You know, you think, hey, look, I know how to set goals. Nobody needs to tell me this, and yet they're just not getting accomplished. Do you want to gain more clarity on how to get things done in your business? And also, would you like to learn a goal-setting system that will take your business to the next level? Well, listen, if you've said yes to those questions, then this is a teleclass that is a no-brainer. You need to be taking it, okay? Smart Business Women Set Goals. There's simply no other way to get the results you want in your business without using the power of goal setting. So whether you want to double your income, increase the number of customers or clients, start a radio show, write a book, listen, it all must begin with a goal. You know, business women today are busier than ever, and yet many report that they are not accomplishing their goals. As a matter of fact, many start out each month with a list of goals that just gets carried over month after month. So it's time to stop the craziness. It's time to activate the real power behind getting things done in your business. And, of course, that is through the power of goals. If you remember, just a few minutes ago, as I shared with you the four questions that you need to ask yourself every day to activate the power within you, question number three was, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Well, listen, that's how important goals are. And so you need to be a part of this teleclass. You know, you can't think that you know everything there is to know about setting goals. And you can't think that you're not going to hear anything different that's going to help you to take it to the next level. Look, in this teleclass, you're going to learn why women find goal setting challenging, because most do, how to gain clarity through all of the chaos, the secret to accomplishing any business goal, how to hold yourself accountable, and the 90-day making it happen system. So you're going to learn about that. So again, register for Smart Business Women Set Goals. Again, to register for any of the teleclasses that we have at Women About Biz, simply visit Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, .com, and hold your mouse over events in the top right menu bar and select teleclasses in the drop down, and you'll get all of the information you need to learn what you need to do to be more successful. 12:28 after the hour, and you are listening to, guess what? No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. It's time for us to read the excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success. You know, I have truly, truly enjoyed this book by John C. Maxwell. John is an internationally recognized leadership expert, speaker, and author who has sold, get this, over 12 million books. His organizations have trained more than 1 million leaders throughout the world, and he is the founder of Enjoy, I-N-J-O-Y, Stewardship Services, and Equip. And so his book, Your roadmap for success has been a huge inspiration for myself, and I know a huge inspiration for many of the Successful Woman Radio listeners, because a lot of you have been emailing me just talking about how you are enjoying the book. So we're going to continue to read from chapter 9, and I've broken it down and been reading it over this last couple of Mondays simply because it's a really deep chapter, has a lot of wisdom in it and a lot of information, and so it's not something that I could just read all in one show. Well, if you'll remember in chapter 9, the topic or the title is Who Else Should I Take With Me? And of course, the author, John Maxwell, is talking about the people who you will take with you along your journey, okay? I want to go ahead and go back a little bit, backtrack, and read for you just a paragraph from the very beginning of the chapter. He says, maybe you haven't thought about it, but you're going to have to make a similar decision as you take your success journey. One of the questions you will need to ask yourself is, who should I take along with me? He says, certainly if you have a family, you will take them with you, but who else should go along with you on your success journey? You might be saying to yourself, why would I want to take anybody else? Well, if I can make the journey myself and even take my family with me, I don't need anyone else, do I? He says, although you may be able to take the journey without others, I can tell you that you will never be able to reach your maximum potential and go to the highest level if you take the journey alone. Okay? Alone, A-L-O-N-E. And it's true. Listen, you can't be successful all by yourself. Don't even think about it. You cannot. And some of you aren't reaching the level of success that you need to be reaching is because you're trying to do everything by yourself. You're worried about who's going to steal your ideas. You're worried about what other people think about you. You're worried about people can't be trustworthy or nobody can do it better than you can. You're worried about all of the wrong things, ladies. You need to realize that in order for you to be successful, somebody has to go on this journey with you. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to learn how to choose the right kind of people. You need to learn how to have the right kind of circle of influence that is going to help you. And in his book, he outlines and gives you information on choosing the right kind of people to take on your journey. And I've been sharing that excerpt with you. So today, what I want to do is just kind of go back over, starting with number 5, attract other leaders. I want to read this particular one. He says, as you look for potential leaders to take with you on the success journey, you need to realize that there are really two kinds of leaders, okay? Those who attract followers and those who attract other leaders. Now, he says that people who attract and team up only with followers will never be able to do anything beyond what they can personally touch or supervise. In other words, if you want people to worship you and look up to you and follow you, then you're going to always be stumbling and always have to supervise and touch everything that you do. He says, for each person they interact with, they're influencing only one person, a follower. However, he says, but people who attract leaders influence many other people through their interaction. Their team can be incredible, especially if the leaders they recruit also attract other. He says, besides the obvious factor of influence, there are other significant differences between people who attract followers and people who attract leaders. And here are a few. Leaders who attract followers, well, they need to be needed. They want recognition, focus on others' weaknesses, want to hold on to power. They want to spend their time with others, are good leaders, and experience some success. So leaders who attract followers, they aren't bad people. We've all probably been in this category. We all need to be needed. And sometimes when we don't have enough belief in our own power, in our own abilities, when you don't believe that you truly have the power and nobody can take that from you, sometimes you have a need to be needed, okay? Sometimes you want that recognition. Sometimes you want people to follow you and you want to create all of these fans who follow you, but they are just followers, okay? And if you set yourself up for that, then you're going to always feel like you're having to create new processes and do new things to get people to pay attention to you. And what he's saying is that while you may achieve some level of success, it's really not the route to take if you're truly trying to be more successful, okay? Here's some attributes for leaders who attract leaders. Listen at this. They want to be succeeded. In other words, even when you pass on, there are going to be people still talking about you and your processes and the good things that you've done in life. He says these leaders want to reproduce themselves. In other words, you want to teach other people how to do the same thing. You can't be worried about who's going to steal your idea. You can't be worried about somebody doing the exact same thing. You want to reproduce yourself, but it all needs to be put into a system, okay? Leaders attract leaders that focus on other strengths. In other words, you recognize that other people who are out there who are following you and they are leaders, they have strength, and you need to be able to let them have a voice and to let them use their strength. Leaders who attract leaders want to share power. In other words, you don't want to keep it all to yourself. You want other people to earn money, to be wealthy, to experience success. Leaders who attract leaders invest their time in others and are great leaders, and they experience incredible success. Higher levels of success. So I'm not saying, and he's not saying, that when you attract people who follow you that you're not going to experience some level of success, because you will. But at some point in your life, you should want to do more than just attract followers, but you should want to attract leaders, people who you can share and teach your principles, and you can share and teach them to move on and reproduce what you have done. He says, as you look for people to join you on the journey, look for leaders who attract other leaders. They will be able to multiply your success. But also know this, in the long run, you can only lead people whose leadership ability is less than or equal to your own. And this is very important for you to understand. He says, to keep attracting better and better leaders, you yourself will have to keep developing your leadership ability. In that way, you and your team will continue to grow, not only potential, but also being in effectiveness. In other words, you will be very, very effective. So sometimes you have to, as you look at developing your team, your power team of people who are going to support you, okay, sometimes you have to realize that you need to be choosing a power team of people that have a lot of knowledge more than you. That's the power team that supports you, that's going to help you to get things done. But when you're looking to develop people and help people on your success journey, then those need to be people who don't know as much as you. In other words, you're going to help them step up a notch to where you are. And so, therefore, you have services or products or information that is going to help them to do just that, and they want that. See, that's all a part in creating a product or a service or information for people who want that information. They want it. People who don't want your information because they feel that they've already arrived or they already know that, you can't help those people. You can't help them. And so you don't try to attract those type of people. You have to attract those people who want what you have. The information that you have is in demand by those individuals. See, this is why it's so important that you actually create a profile of your perfect customer or client. Know who they are. Because once you know who they are, then guess what? These are the people that you will take with you on your success journey. These are the people that will help to make you successful. So very, very important. He says also, you must learn to equip others. It's one thing to attract other people to you and have them join you on your success journey, and it's another to equip them with a roadmap for the trip. The best people always give others more than an invitation, but they provide the means to get them there. Okay, very, very, very important. He says, then you need to provide inspiring ideas. He says, if you and the people around you continually generate good ideas, all of you have a better opportunity to reach your potential. He says, according to Art Cornwell, author of Freeing the Corporate Mind, How to Spur Innovation in Business, he says, creative thinking is what generates ideas. And the better you understand how to generate ideas, the better off you'll be. Okay. In number eight, in Who Will You Take With You on your road to Success, he says, possess uncommonly positive attitudes. He says you want people who have incredible positive attitudes. It's uncommon for those types of people. He says you already know how important a good attitude is to your success. It determines how far you will be able to go on the success journey. He says, but don't underestimate the importance of a positive attitude in the people around you either. When you travel with others, you can only go as fast as the slowest person and as far as the weakest one can travel. I want to repeat that. When you travel with others, you can only go as fast as the slowest person and as far as the weakest one can travel. He says, having people around you with negative attitudes is like running a race with a ball and chain on your ankle. You may be able to run for a while, but you're going to get tired fast, and you certainly won't be able to run as far as you like. I'm going to stop right there. Isn't that incredible information? Again, I was reading from Chapter 9, Who Will You Take With You on Your Success Journey? Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell, an incredible and inspired man who really knows how to break it down and tell it like it is, all about success. I want to quickly go into and just take 5 minutes or so and talk about the secret to wealth. I said that I would do it, and I shared with you all that I am rewriting and enhancing a report that I wrote called Mastering the System, Claiming Your Wealth and Making It Happen for Yourself, okay? And it's a guide, basically, to creating the life that you want. Look, I've long known for a long time that we literally do live in a matrix, and that we live in a system in and of itself that's very, very similar, believe it or not, like the movie The Matrix, in that there's different things going on in that system. On a part of that system, we need to understand that there's a secret to wealth. And I want to share it with you right now, and please do share it with as many people as you can. But first of all, I want to give you quickly the formula to wealth, okay? Here it is. The right knowledge plus the right information plus persistent action will always yield you wealth. Let me repeat that for those of you with a pen in hand. The right knowledge plus the right information plus persistent action will always yield you wealth. You know, it's so important for you to understand that people are looking for wealth everywhere else except for within themselves. But you actually hold the key to wealth. That's right. You hold the key to your very own wealth. Unfortunately, there are many people out there right now who are in debt, whose businesses are not doing well, or they have a low-paying job or no job at all. And many can't pay their next month's mortgage, all because they don't believe that God has given them the power to come up with their very own solutions. But listen at this. It's time that we stop falling prey to the Joneses, the shopping channels, the commercials, the malls, the gossip, and all other things that occupy our minds and aren't putting a penny in our pockets. Ladies, this is not to say that we can't have fun and that we can't have some of the material things that we want, but everything has its place, and statistics really do show that 65% of all Americans are out of control in the debt area. We want what we want when we want it, and if we have to charge it, we will. Listen at this. The average family now spends 30% more monthly than they take in, and our combined credit card debt, wow, it's more than $1 trillion. So is it wrong to use a credit card? Well, absolutely not. But when you can't pay it off in full within 30 days, or when you use it to buy things that do not increase in value over time, guess what? You are thinking poor and allowing your subconscious mind to absorb a negative habit that can wreak havoc on you for a large portion of your life. So what's the solution to all of this? What is the solution? Well, in order, again, to practice the secret of wealth, and remember, the formula for wealth is the right knowledge plus the right information plus persistent action equals wealth. Well, you must condition your subconscious mind and become a change agent in creating a wealthy mindset. You see, we can all fill up the space in our minds with so many things that are not adding value to our lives. This includes people, places, and habits. People in your family, on the job, clients, customers, and friends can all say negative things that can impact you in a mighty way. Places where you hang out at and people that you know in those places can take away or add to your wealth. And then, of course, there are habits. Habits that you might have that are preventing you from meeting your greatness and creating your wealth. Some common habits amongst women are procrastination, television, telephone. In order to master the system and become wealthy, you must first commit to eliminating anything that prevents you from being wealthy spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Okay? So you need to understand that the secret to wealth in and of itself is, first of all, becoming mentally wealthy. Mental wealth will take you much further than financial wealth. Why? Because you can lose all that you have materially and financially, but regain it all back again if you are mentally wealthy. So that's all I have on the secret to wealth. I hope that you receive it, hold it close to your heart, and take action on it. And now for our hot topic of today, positive choices that can lead you to your success. Ladies, when it comes to creating your own success and making positive choices and good decisions, that should be number one on your list. Our lives revolve around choices and decisions, and some are easy to make, and then there are some that are challenging and can cause negative or positive impacts on us depending on how we handle it. It's the challenging choices and decisions that we all must really be prepared for, and that's what's so important. So I want to share with you some information about making the right choices and the right types of decisions, okay? Because all of us are confronted with decision-making every single day. All of us have choices that we must make. And they're going to be those complex choices. And it's those complex choices that I want to talk about right now. Because good choices lead to your success. So here are some things that you need to be thinking about, some keys to helping you to make better choices in life, okay? Number one is that you need to identify the decisions that you have to make about the major outcomes you want to achieve in your life, okay? And this has a lot to do with goal setting, because if you have a vision, something that you want to experience, you need to really get it clear on the decisions, the choices that you must make that's going to lead you to that positive result or that positive outcome. So the first thing is that you have to automatically just pre-identify the decisions and the choices that you're going to have to make about what you want to experience in your life. See, it's not about waiting till you get there and then having to make the decisions. You can pre-make decisions and choices. You can already know that if challenges that are coming your way, that you can pre-decide on the choices that you're going to make about that particular challenge, those particular obstacles. So you have to pre-identify the choices and decisions. That's number one. Here's number two. You must gather as much facts and information that you can about the choices and the decisions that you will have to make. You have to gather that information. So, again, that means that you're going to have to do a lot of discovery. You're going to have to do a lot of planning ahead of time, okay? I have always known that being proactive, that means doing things ahead of time, is always going to be something that you have to take on your success journey if you're going to be successful with anything in life, right? So you have to do that homework. Gather as much information as you can that's going to help you to make that right choice or that right decision. number three is, ladies, you want to brainstorm and literally come up with different choices and options that you can choose from, okay, and that are going to help you to evaluate. Sometimes things are not clear cut. Sometimes it's not going to be easy for you to just say, I've got it. Which way do I go? I'm going to go this direction. No, sometimes you're going to have to weigh the choices and determine whether or not it's the best choice for yourself. Now, how do you do that? Well, this is the rule of thumb I always have. In making my choices, the number one question I always ask myself is this decision or this choice going to positively impact the goal that I am trying to accomplish? Is it going to take away from it, or is it going to add to the quality of it and help me to accomplish it? So I always ask myself this question. And then I always say, is this going to impact anyone else around me? Is it going to negatively impact anyone else around me that I don't want it to impact, my children, my husband, my family, or is it going to positively impact them? And when I ask myself those two questions, and then I ask myself, you know, is it going to interfere with me accomplishing a goal overall? Is it going to interfere with that, or is it going to, again, contribute or help? And that helps me to know which way I should go. And then, of course, I look at, if it's for business, I look at, you know, is this something that seems to have enhanced their competitors, my competitors, are they doing it? Is this something that's enhancing their business? And perhaps it can also enhance mine. I might even call someone who has expertise in the particular area I'm trying to make a decision or a choice about, and I may ask them for their opinion so that it can be weighed as possible, okay? And that leads me to number four. You want to weigh, okay? You want to weigh the possibilities and the outcome, okay? You want to ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen and what's the best thing that can happen with the choice that you make, okay? Very, very important. Number five, you want to make a list of the pros and cons. In other words, you want to prioritize the things that are most important about this choice, okay? Sometimes when you do look at the pros and the cons, okay, what you're going to find is your aha moment, because you will find that it is really, really helping you. And then number six, again, you want to get the opinions of trustworthy people, people who are leaders, people who have reached a level higher than you feel, and that can help give you some wise decisions, okay? And then last but not least, number seven is make that decision and monitor your results, okay? And, of course, as we go through life, the way we gain wisdom, we actually gain wisdom from the mistakes that we make. So sometimes you're not going to make the best choice, but you need to be able to learn from it and gain wisdom from it so that your decision-making skills increase, they strengthen, okay, which is so very, very important. And so there you have it, some of the keys to making a good decision. I definitely want to give credit to the website EssentialLifeSkills.net. Again, EssentialLifeSkills.net, a great website that talks a lot about critical thinking, how to think critical, how to make good decisions. I want to definitely give credit, because I got a large portion of what I'm sharing with you from this particular website. I, however, from a personal perspective, just want to let you know that you must choose what's best for you. You see, making positive choices that lead to your success is really all about you loving yourself and making decisions that are best for you and not always about what you want. So the more you love yourself in the right way, the better positive choices you will make that's going to lead you to success, right? Very, very important. And this is a principle that most people try to teach their children at a very, very early age. So here are just some choices that I think are very important. I think it's important for you to choose to be honest with yourself and others at all times. Honesty may hurt people sometimes, but at the end of the day, it is the best policy. So choose to be honest with yourself and with other people around you. Another choice that I think that we all can make that's going to help us to be more successful is choose to be authentic. Choose to be real, okay? Are you in touch with your authenticity? Are you in touch with who you need to be? Are you in touch with yourself to the point that you're no longer comparing yourself to other people, but you are comfortable in your own skin, and so you are choosing to be authentic? You see, I have come to learn and understand and appreciate and value the fact that it's when I am authentic with myself and when I keep it real with myself and other people that people want what I have. And I began to attract people who are not only followers, but they are leaders as well. So choose to be authentic, okay? Choose to be organized, okay, in thought and in action. In other words, ladies, it's time for you to be the right kind of goal setter for your business and for your life. Choose to be organized. Choose to have a system. Choose to be structured. This is so very, very important, for it's when you make those positive choices, they are automatically going to lead you to success, okay? How about this one? Choose to love yourself and do what's best for you. Again, choose to love yourself. Choose to tap into the power that is within you. Choose to do that. You know, I believe a lot of times that there are a lot of people out there who are not making the right choices, and it's because of those poor choices, those poor decisions, that they are experiencing poor results. They're experiencing results that's taking them down a spiral. It's taking them deeper and deeper into a level of stress and depression and poverty and all of those things that we don't have to pour into, okay? So there is power in the choices that you make. And again, it comes back full circle to the fact that you are the designer of your life and you are the one that gets to make the decisions for your life and for yourself. So positive choices lead to your success, and you have to make those choices. So I want to challenge you this week. I want you to schedule 1 hour, 1 hour of time, and I want you to get out. During that 1 hour, I want you to get in a room, a quiet room to yourself. Again, get your favorite cup of something. And I want you to sit down and I want you to ask yourself this one question. What are the positive choices that I can make this month that can lead to my success? Again, what are the positive choices that I can make this month that can lead to my success? And you can break it down. You can have positive choices that lead to success in your personal life, and positive choices that lead to success in your business. But you've got to make those positive choices. Guess what? When you list those items, actually become the goals that you need to be working on for a more successful life and for a more successful business. So very, very important. I read an article in Forbes magazine, and they talked about tips for making better decisions in life. From a business perspective, you know, and how important it is. And they talked about the fact that it's important for you, number one, to make the right kind of situation analysis. In other words, what is motivating your need to make the decision? What will happen if no decision is made at all? And who will the decision impact? And so they called it situation analysis. And then they talked about the fact, okay, is that sometimes you need to subject your decision to public scrutiny. In other words, there are no private decisions. Sooner or later, say, the details surrounding your decision, especially when it comes to business, is going to come out. Your customers and your clients are going to hear about it, and they are going to let you know how they feel. So in business sometimes, before you make a choice or a decision, maybe you should share that choice or decision with your clients or your customers so you can get that feedback that will let you know which way you should go in the first place, right? And I thought I would just share that with you. And they said in the article, perhaps most importantly, you have to make the best decision that's best for you and best for your clients. It has to be a win-win when you're talking about business. In other words, the decision can't just be all in your favor. So as you can see, positive choices and decisions are really very valuable, but the most valuable part about making positive decisions that lead to your success is that when you make positive decisions, they become positive habits in your subconscious mind that help and reinforce automated positive decisions throughout your lifespan. That is the biggest thing that you need to know about positive decisions. And so I want to share with you and just let you know that when you make negative decisions that impact your life negatively, that's at the time when you start going down that spiral. So all of your decision-making, all of your choices have to really be pre-designed. You have to create a system, a decision-making system for yourself that's going to help you to make those positive choices, right? Well, that's all I have for you today. We're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in on this Martin Luther King holiday. Again, I want to encourage you to keep the dream alive, and I want to thank you for continuing to be a listener of Successful Woman Radio. Have a productive and an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.